The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
When was the last time you had really good Texas-style barbecue? Eric's Family Barbecue, the way it's supposed to taste. Always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Eric's Family Barbecue uses only 100% fresh meat, slowly smoked over mesquite wood until it's juicy and delicious. We all know their brisket is the best, but have you tried their pulled pork ribs, or rib tips? Amazing, and their sides are all house-made. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more information.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 KUPD.
Off we go. A Friday morning is just blazing by. My man, Big Rob, came in, former inhabitant of the H&H Ranch. Texted me last night and he goes, Kevin Hart, sold out. Gary Owen won't be in until tomorrow. You got anybody coming in? I'm like, are you passive-aggressively asking me for something?
No.
Yeah. So he'll be here at 8:30. Big Rob's great. He's I think he's opening up for Gary Owen.
Yeah, that's.
And Gary Owen's not getting here until like noon. Guys, so going back to the alien thing, John, I thought I had one. I said, I live in Gilbert. I went outside at 10:30. I heard a noise. I saw lights. And I looked across my backyard and saw over in a yard, about four houses down, a male-like creature, huge dark eyes, kind of green, staring at me from a distance. It was just Brady looking into my house with night vision goggles, watching my kids change their clothes, saying he was looking at owls. That's what people think. The owl story doesn't hold up, Brady. And then this one's pretty good. Oh, wait, that's the same one. That's a different, different. No, it's not. It was a different back.
Yeah. It's another house.
No.
Sighting.
No, that was a different. Yeah, people keep seeing Brady looking at kids changing and saying he's staring at owls with those magic binoculars. This part of the article I forgot to tell you about Michael Phelps' ex-girlfriend.
Okay.
Michael's source for Michael says he's embarrassed and he just liked this whole thing to go away as fast as possible. He's cutting her off cold turkey and doesn't want to talk about it.
Cutting her off.
Yeah. I get it. You get a lot cut off. And then she said, I was born with male genitals and no testicles, but I have a uterus and no ovaries. I was never a man. I never lived as a man, and no one can say they knew me or produce a photo of me as a man. She claims that they hooked up, her and Michael, at a Baltimore Ravens game. One thing led to the next, and he made love to me during halftime. Later, we had sex again, and the intimacy was amazing. Ready, Brett? It was the first time in my life someone made me feel like a true woman. Nice job. Way to go, Michael.
That's a compliment.
Look inside, Michael.
He got her by halftime?
Yeah, nailed her in less than two quarters. Because, you know, she's throwing that thing around. Deep down, she's still got a man's brain in there.
And what's the lesson here? Don't go to Ravens games.
That's exactly right. This stuff happens at Ravens games.
All the time.
Every game. This chick coming on to you with the huge cans at a Ravens game?
You got a piece of deal. I want to shoot the fat in the back myself.
Oh!
I love that. Yeah, you're right. Brett's right. That's the key. You're at a Ravens game. Don't trust that that's a woman because it isn't. And even if it's half a woman, it's still going to confuse you. Good stuff. Brett makes a good point. Never trust a Ravens woman. Because there's no such thing.
No.
It's time now for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. And it's brought to you by Hooters and Bud Light. Watch the games at Hooters this weekend with Hootastic football specials. Hooters is your football headquarters. Yeah, I said Hootastic.
Yes.
I'm a man, a grown-up man. The Hooters games are going to be there Sunday. You're going to watch all the championship weekend. And then, of course, you got the pick of the litter there on our website. And this little guy. Oh. Humped my leg about seven or eight times. He just loved me like we'd played. And I can't even think of his name right now. I forgot his name. He's great. The video of him is amazing. Let me see. Murray. His name was Murray. And he's one of those dogs, and when he walks in, you're like, that dog's name should be Murray. He fits as a Murray. He's like a heeler mix hound something. Sweetest dog in the world. He's his last owner got a job that had to work constantly and constantly, and Murray was in the house all day and just like, I
wants to play.
Yeah, he wanted to do stuff, and he's like, I can't, this isn't fair. I'm at work 14 hours a day. This dog's not getting any attention. Brought it to Lost Our Home Pet Rescue, and Murray's ready to go. Unbelievably cool dog. So the pick of the litter at 98kupd.com, brought to you by our friends at Hooters and Lost Our Home Pet Rescue. Look at Murray. Do you see the video with me and Murray? Murray's got, he sits and he's, oh my God, is Murray cute. About a 45 pound.
Good one.
Super dog.
So he got pit in him?
They don't think so. They don't know.
Okay.
Looks like
he's more beagle. That's what I said. He's like a beagle healer mix. His back legs kind of bow up like he's got musk, but I don't. There's no pit looking in that to me.
Yeah, smile.
Oh, he is a sweetheart, and just he fell in love with me, and vice versa. It's getting harder and harder for me every week to go do this because I'm a dog whisperer. Like there's very few of them that I don't get along with, and he came running in, and the next thing you know, oh boy, we're doing Brady's favorite thing, which is tongue to mouth kissing.
I do that before I date Phelps's ex.
And then his little lipstick came out, and we had to be calmer, and we had to stop the video a couple of times because he can't shoot a dog with a lipstick out, but he was just super happy, and he doesn't need to be there. He doesn't like being in his kennel. We had him out in his thing. He was having a blast. So Murray's ready to go home. I want Murray to have, you look in Murray's eyes if you tell me you can say no to that. You're a heartless, soulless, horrible human being with a penis and ovaries. But, yeah, Murray's ready to go. So check it out. It's at 98kupd.com. And then say thank you, Hooters, for not only bringing us the pick of the litter with Lost Our Home Pet Rescue, but this Brady Report. Brady Report.
Good Friday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. We've made it.
Hi.
Happy National Lego Day.
Oh. To all the father's feet out there, happy National Lego Day.
Maybe look at that one Star Wars Lego thing you have. Put it all together. Sell it for big bucks.
Don't put it together. Just make sure you have all the
bag it up.
Keep it in the box. Never open it and try to sell it again. Yep. Never use your Legos. They're valuable.
A couple of baseless fun facts. The Boston Tea Party in 1773 destroyed 92,000 pounds of tea.
Wow.
Which would have been worth about $1.7 million in today's money.
Did they dump tea in or leaves? I guess I never knew that.
What do you mean?
You say pounds. If it was liquid, they'd have used the liquid measurement. They used pounds.
It's bales tea.
So it's the tea leaves.
Yeah.
I never put that together. That
you thought there were like gallons of Milo's tea out there?
Harbor had to taste delicious for like a week.
A little salty.
No, it's just the bales.
A little salty.
Still, it's going to freshen up that harbor water.
Oh, definitely.
There was no gas-powered anything back then, so the water was pristine.
Yeah.
There was no, they probably pretty...
And
junkie.
At the time, in 1773,
poop.
I don't know how much they had done.
A lot of poop.
A lot of landfill, too. They brought in a lot of earth in order to create a chunk of Boston.
Oh, they moved stuff around. I don't know how much earth moving.
Yeah, they started doing that.
In the 1700s, they had earth moving equipment to make harbors.
Yeah, a lot of hand shoveling and carts and dumping
You're
it in there.
Hand shoveling right now. Digging out of that hole.
A lot of hand shoveling.
Yeah, they got the heavy equipment in there and started to move harbors around. Then they built the Fenway, I think.
The vomit in The Exorcist, the projectile vomit that
the pea soup
Reagan was spitting out, was from a famous California restaurant called Pea Soup Anderson's.
It's in Solvang, California. It's humongous on the Avenue of Flags.
They actually tried it with some Campbell's. And it didn't look
No kidding. Pea Soup Anderson's has some. I'm not a soup guy in restaurants because there's too much you can do to it. Pea Soup Anderson's, you walk in, and I don't even know what pea soup tastes like. I've never had it, but it smelled great in there. It's huge. You can't miss it. It's just off the 101. You're going up the coast. It's before Santa Barbara. Carpinteria. I don't remember.
Still going? Probably.
Oh, yeah. It's the only thing that city's got other than, like, they've got some little wineries and stuff.
The witches in Macbeth didn't really use the Eye of Newt. That was just an ancient term for mustard seeds.
Pea Soup Anderson's is where Giamatti goes in Sideways.
That's
the area they're in over there. Yeah. Pea Soup. And it's a massive structure for a restaurant. It's like an old... Everything there is a Swiss built. It looks like a Swiss village. The whole city. It's weird. It's like it's been transplanted.
Look at the pictures. Yeah.
Yeah, they got windmills, and it's weird. I don't know if that's Swiss or not, but
I think it's Danish. Actually,
Danish. That could be. Velkommen.
So was it Santanella?
The city's called Solvang.
Here's the two locations.
Oh, Boylton. That's right. It's technically Boylton. That's right. But it's kind of all in that little. It's a cool little spot. And then there's a place up north called the Madonna Inn. And they're known for how cool their bathrooms are. And you go into the most ornate bathroom you've ever seen in your
ranked
whole
in the top.
Life. It's insane.
Serving over 2 Best million bowls of pea soup a year.
It's gross.
Wow.
But it smells good. I would never eat pea soup.
I like split pea soup.
I don't think I've ever had
Shocking.
It.
Shocking.
It's usually has ham.
You'll ingest it? What? Maybe I should give it a try. Of course there's ham in it. You're eating it.
Mine had a whole pig in there.
By the way, Brady's kind of right about Boston.
Yeah.
It was built up, but not on landfill. It's on pilings. They put
They used to build stuff when the shallow
stuff. That's how they had to do that. To
but they didn't build
the
land.
Water table. They didn't move the land.
They moved earth. They built it up on.
I thought they eventually did move in some.
Probably when Boston used to be about 7 miles less.
Seattle's built on the remnants of the old fire.
Yeah.
It's just all burnt out.
There was a someone that did a poll on our pizza eating habits. This will surprise you. 94% of people have had pizza in the last month.
Are you talking about our pizza eating habits or humans?
Everyone's, Ralphie.
That's you're not human?
Well, we're bringing up the curve pretty heavy, let's be honest.
Did you have it?
Be honest, that was my last meal. As a dead man yesterday, I'm going to have another one today. Shut up, Holmberg. Hot garbage. Let Brady finish about the food.
When was your last pizza?
Last Thursday.
Yesterday?
A week ago.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, yesterday was last Thursday. So it's been a week since you've had pizza?
Yeah.
What, did you get a shipment of meat in or something? What's going on?
I don't know.
That's too long.
Well,
we did have
ravioli, stuffed ravioli, 2 nights ago.
Not pizza.
Not pizza. But it's... Yeah.
Meat?
No, it's a pasta. You know, you get to...
What's in the ravioli?
It might have been a spinach and cheese ravioli. Marinara.
Is ravioli the one that's an empty shell and then you turn it inside out and there's meat in it? Like Michael Phelps' girlfriend's...
Exactly.
That'd be a tortellini. Ew.
That's a tortellini. There you go.
Get this man a pillow.
About. That's what I was getting about.
Oh!
There's meat in this tortellini. That's right. They're twisted and turned, right?
Yeah.
With this 55-year-old guy in China, he walked into a train station this week and handed a note to a security guard and said... He'd just taken a lethal amount of medication. And in the note, he said he did it because he's ashamed that his son is still single and hasn't had kids. His son is 29,
by the way. Shaming the family name.
The note.
And the guy was going to kill himself? Because
also said all of his friends' kids have gotten married and have had children already. So he went full shame mode on his son.
Your son's a loser. Is what he's thinking.
The fact that he did it in a public place and handed the security guards a note suggests he didn't really want to die.
Just want to get the news out that his son
and
is...
Luckily, he didn't.
Right.
He's in the hospital recovering. No word on whether his son plans to rush into a loveless marriage.
So hold on a second. His dad is upset that his 29-year-old son is...
He doesn't have grandkids.
...single and has no kids, so his dad hates happiness. Because clearly that's what his son is, a single 29-year-old man with kids.
Yeah.
That's a happy
He's
person.
He's blurred.
That's a happy man.
Those grandkids will fix it.
Yeah.
Oh.
If you're 29, single, with no kids, you're what's called winning right now, and there's no reason to rush into anything else.
Isn't it the mom's job to be that more, to be a little more cuckoo on that? It's always the mother pressuring the
You'd
son.
You think so.
I think it's any age with no kids is a blessing.
Yeah, that's the big one.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you can make it through life without one, it's like dodging herpes. Sure, you had your fun along the way, and there were no mistakes. It's a corn maze, and you got out.
On this past Wednesday, an 84-year-old man admitted to the police that he'd been driving without a license on his way to the trip where he said he hadn't been driving. He hadn't had a license. For 72 years. Started driving when he was 12.
Perfect.
And even when he was finally caught, it wasn't for a wreck or any traffic infraction. It was technology. His car was a blue Mini, was flagged by a traffic camera for being unregistered. So the cops pulled him over.
On top of that, think about that. All those years and no speeding tickets, nothing.
Right. Yeah, so whatever the fine is for this was worth it. It's like a membership fee. It's like my feeling about the HOV lane.
This happened in the UK.
How much?
So the local police say they were gentle with him.
Ooh.
Meaning they probably won't hit him with a serious charge. But in addition to not being licensed, insured, or registered ever, that's a little bit of a problem.
Yeah. Well, he's going to catch a fee, and he's going to have to do it. But it's over the 70 years of having never dealt with it, it's worth my HOV theory. I drive in the HOV lane all the time by myself. No cop's going to go out of his way to find me. And if he does, I've gotten away with it my entire life. So the $400 fee is like a membership due. So I just like, yeah, here you go. Here's your $450. You're right. And then I get right back in that lane and start doing it again because you told me at the beginning of the year it'll cost you $450 to use that lane all year long. I'd be like, you got it. That's great. And so far it's been free. Why isn't everybody doing this? It's an open lane. No, cops aren't out there driving on the freeway going, hey, there's a single driver. They can't see in your car that easy. And if they do, tip your cap, pay your membership dues, and hop right back in that diamond lane. $400 a year to say this lane's yours too. Okay. And you got to catch me? It's not just a bill that shows up?
And they're low on staff right now.
Yeah. All you hear about is there's no cops anymore. I get a little testy, but raise the fee. Make it $600. Still worth it. I blow by all those deadbeat fear mongers that are sitting in the regular lanes in traffic.
Writing checks and getting there on time.
That's right. It was
checks
zero.
Flying out of the car.
Absolutely zero reason for me not to use the HOV lane. First off, it's a game. It's a cat and mouse. You got to catch me to make me pay the bill. Second, the bill is worth it. I have been driving now. This is a year 50 of life. So I will be, 16 off? That's 34 years. 34 years, HOV in the whole time pretty much. Never gotten a ticket for it. $400 for 34 years of the use? You got it. That's great pricing.
It doesn't, I mean, there's people like you that do that.
Absolutely.
Why not a new membership? Pay extra.
Pay to
saves
use.
Like $4,000 a year.
It's called the environmentally friendly car. They give you that license plate.
I know, but you actually this is an added membership that you don't have that.
Doesn't California have that?
Yeah. The asshole membership is what you're saying.
Yeah.
This guy doesn't want to go in
and put a price on it. That
he doesn't want an electric car. I just want to use the lane. What's that going to cost?
What's it cost?
$20,000. Everything has its
value. $20,000.
Heavy.
Well.
For the whole life?
Yeah,
that's
as long as you're driving. Yeah.
20, geez. I'm talking $400 every time they catch
$4,000 a year?
No. That's insanity.
You'd go
$4,000 a year when right now the illegal way is $400. I'll take the illegal way and the points on my insurance.
That's 10 times getting caught, basically.
If I got caught 10 times, I'm doing it wrong and the cops are cracking down. They're not cracking down on this.
Mm-mm.
They don't care. I talk to cops. They're like, yeah, HOV lane.
Just don't slow up traffic.
The problem with HOV lane is if you do something dumb and you get in a wreck and now it's an additional. It's like your seatbelt charge.
Yeah.
A cop will see you without a seatbelt. They're rarely going to go chase you down unless they're super bored.
Unless you're
bored.
Driving a crappy car and they double up on the fines.
Or you're going 95 with no seatbelt.
You get double whammy if you are in the HOV and looking at your phone. Ticket.
Right now we're in heavy HOV time. If you're driving solo, scoot over. Get out of that mess and get into the zippy zip lane.
Or you happen to be driving your jet black Chevy Impala as a white guy on the avenue side.
And that's when you got caught.
Yeah.
Because you shouldn't own that.
Yep.
You're being racially profiled.
Big time.
100%.
Pulled over.
He even said, he goes, what are you doing over here?
What are you doing over here in this car? We've never seen this before. A white guy stealing a car out of
SS.
Here. You got a lot of
nerve. Impala.
That's right.
You got a lot of nerve, asshole.
Yep.
Well, this is mine. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Impala SS. Take me to the crime scene and give it back to the black guy that owns it.
Yep. May as well have said that.
This is a goddamn bizarro crime. A white guy stealing a black Chevy Impala SS? I've seen it all.
He's like, open the trunk. There's a box of Pine Tree air fresheners in there.
And he's got Washington apples. Like, it's Toledo's car, and he thinks he's black. What's all this cocoa butter? You want to explain yourself?
Hey, it's confused kid.
I think it smells nice. No white guy thinks that smells nice. Get in the back of the vehicle. I got this jokester. He's got all the paperwork and everything. He's an amazing forger as well.
I've got some science news.
Oh, damn it.
Unbelievable.
Come on.
It was on a roll.
I've never been racially profiled, but I highly look. Cops are laughing right now because they know I'm right. You don't use the HOV lane because you think it's wrong. Do it.
We did get a report that somebody seen Michael Phelps' girlfriend, her car in town here.
Oh, no.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Oh, it's got Raven stickers on it. Yeah, yeah, whoever's inside that car has a piece of deal. Unless it's a man, then it's a real little one. Ravens fans.
I've got some science news.
My friend Chase says, quit telling everyone about the Freedom Lane. It's a great system. Fines double. Okay. I'm 34 years in with zero fines. The membership dues are reasonable.
Yeah, just know you might have to pay.
Yeah, okay. $600. Yikes. 34 years, every day of driving. That's about a penny a day. I'm okay with that.
Mike just messaged in. 85 solo in the HOV for years. Still haven't paid my membership
That's
yet.
That's right. I haven't either. It's glorious. Sorry, law.
Oh, does it make people upset?
Who? Who's the asshole who's upset about it? The coward.
The guy's just like, look at that guy.
Why are we driving?
It's like he's going. He's trying to get
bumper to bumper traffic for years because I follow the goddamn rule.
I hope he gets.
I'm telling you, don't follow him. That's not a reasonable rule. You're not hurting anybody.
I've got some science news. Right. Hello, my friends. I'm Professor Brady Bogan. This is your science news. The James Webb Telescope reached its parking spot on Monday, about a million miles from Earth.
Cool.
Still needs to align its mirrors. That'll take a while. NASA says it'll be another 5 or 6 months before we start seeing the first pictures.
Where is it?
Hovering in space a million miles
hovering.
Out.
So,
I think so, yeah. It goes out park. To us. Yeah.
Can you hover in space?
All you're
it has
doing.
To orbit,
technically,
yeah.
But you're orbiting, but you're moving.
Yeah, you're moving.
Yeah.
But you have to stay moving, otherwise you drop.
But what's it going around?
I'm not sure, because I did look into the James Webb Telescope, and it just said it at one time it was at 600,000 miles away, and now it's at a million, and right. It just seems like it's...
It's not hovering, it's leaving. It's like Toledo's dead.
Yeah.
It's not hovering around. It's definitely trying to get further away. And zero pictures from that telescope, just like Toledo's dead. No photos. Okay.
But I think you can, because another story, an old SpaceX booster from 2015, from a 2015 launch, is going to crash into the moon.
That's not hovering.
In about a month.
That's moving. Like but hovering is stationary.
Isn't it kind of in a... Like yeah. an orbit yeah. that kind of, but it's
that's not hovering.
But actually he's powering
right.
it.
Hovering would be staying in one spot.
Stationary.
The Earth moves.
Oh, gotcha. I mean, yeah, it's just. I guess it's well, it would be floating in an orbit.
Everything in space is floating.
Yeah,
in an orbit.
But this will be the first time a space junk hits the moon that we've been able to.
Neat. Can we watch that
on March 4th?
Oh, they'll monetize that.
Oh yeah, night binoculars. That? Can you see it with that?
They monetize Bezos's. Space dick going up in the
air.
Oh,
sure. That's pretty amazing.
But, I mean, that's what I'm saying. They'll put it on the TV.
I like how they ordered it. This is the first time we've ever landed something on the moon by mistake.
Let's count the Chinese. They put stuff up there. They crash things in it on purpose. But we don't
Who
know.
Does? If
the Chinese. Oh. They were doing that for years.
They're the cause of that hut on the dark side of the moon?
I don't know if that's that. The same as Brady's theory in the 1700s. We have Earth-moving equipment. The Chinese were mashing rockets into the moon for a while, just to see if they could get there. And I don't know if they
look. The Druids
Chinese
were moving Earth too.
Sure, sure. The aliens had Earth movers. We got pyramids.
Could humans have the ability to regrow limbs someday?
Yep.
A team of researchers in Massachusetts just did it with a frog that lost its leg.
They grew a human arm on it.
Yeah,
on its shoulder.
That's pretty neat.
It's a leg, a human leg on a bullfrog.
Oh, that is not going to be convenient to the frog.
Yeah, that's going to become cumbersome at some point, right?
Yep.
A new study found the Omicron variant may have originated in mice, not people. They think mice got COVID, then it mutated. They gave it back to us as
a five-o guy.
Omicron.
Omicron mouse, listen to me.
Somewhere out there.
Researchers. Those rats or mice? Those were.
They're mice.
Those were mice.
They were mice.
Maybe not.
Researchers measured the brain sizes of domesticated cats and wild cats that still exist in Europe and Africa. And even though their body sizes are similar. The wild cats have bigger brains. Basically, they think domesticated cats haven't had to use their brains as much to do things like hunt or defend themselves.
Yeah, we've made them dumber.
Yeah. We've made them dumber.
Of course we have.
Over the past 10,000 years.
Part of the word domesticated. There's another. Yeah, I was just
going
to say.
They'll keep going that way.
If there's domesticated stuff in your house, she's domesticated, you say. That's just it's a nice way of saying she's kind of dumb.
That's your science news!
I'm a domesticated.
Oh, I'll talk slower.
I'm sorry.
Michael and Amber Nabe are in trouble. They went to the Buffalo Bills game at Highmark Stadium with fake COVID cards.
That's in Kansas City. Yeah.
This was the one.
Kansas City. It's in Kansas City, Brad.
That's where the game was.
That's where Highmark Stadium.
So they had the law there is you can't have a COVID card, and enough so that they're looking at potentially 7 years
in
prison.
The law is that you can't have a COVID card?
They just recently...
come on.
That you can't get in without a COVID card.
Yeah.
Oh, you said can't have a COVID card.
Just faking a COVID card in general.
So Antonio Brown would be in jail.
Right.
Potentially. Right. But odds are they're not going to
go. No, he never goes to jail. They just talk about it. That's silly. You can't throw people in jail for that.
And they were negative, too. They didn't have the...
Right. But they had the fake card. The fake card is like having a fake ID. Yeah. They're trying to scare you. Come on. Enough.
Yeah. I'm tired of that.
This 31-year-old dude in England named Ross Flynn was recently watching soccer videos with his girlfriend and attacked her because she didn't think Cristiano Ronaldo was hot.
You have to say it right.
She didn't think Cristiano Ronaldo,
you know, though,
was hot.
Do it sexier.
He plays for Man U.
Yeah, say it, Ben. Sexier.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
That's pretty good.
There you go.
Ronaldo.
Now say,
my favorite restaurant in Sedona is Elote.
And if you don't know.
No, you won't do it.
It's not. If you don't know Ronaldo.
Ronaldo.
Give him a barbecue joint.
He's a smoke show, girls.
Hey, for guys, too.
Ross's question was even more specific than that. He wanted to know if
Ronaldo
was hotter than her ex-boyfriend.
I would hope so.
Nope.
Why would you? She thought her ex-boyfriend was hotter than Ronaldo.
And for that, she got the smackdown from
five across the mouth.
You take a beating for that.
Yeah. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
How dare you?
Your boyfriend was hotter than Ronaldo?
Oh, yeah.
Here's a beating.
Here's Ross.
Well, Ronaldo beats Ross.
Yeah, but
this
Ross,
is paper, rock,
but
scissors.
That hurt
we need the
Ross
ex-boyfriend
that
picture,
the ex-boyfriend was hotter than...
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Ronaldo is much sexier than him, so he's worried that if he's dating a girl who dated someone hotter than Ronaldo...
Here's the other news about the ex.
You're going to date that.
He's been dead for several years. There's no real competition there. So this dum-dum.
You're telling me that corpse was hotter than Ronaldo? Take it back.
Take it back. And then she was beaten mercilessly by the man who knows football sexiness. EastEnder kills girlfriend over hotness of Ronaldo. Today on Hitler in the Morning. We dive deep into a murder podcast I'm hosting. As you know, Hitler hates murder.
Let's get to some radio videos. Just have two quick ones, and we got a special Brett Crandall edition.
Oh, no.
We do? Uh-oh.
He scares me.
It's not too bad.
Still got science cooking. All right.
First one is a girl's getting hurt.
All right.
It's a lady on the side of a looks like she's hiking, and she's hiking up this wall that has some moss
looks
on
like
it.
A little
slippery.
Rock.
Yeah, a little slippery.
It's a moist slip. Oh, I didn't see it because it's not on the screen.
Why isn't it up there? Come on.
We'll be with you in a second.
We'll be with you in a second.
Hang on.
Pause. Toledo's still dealing with science news.
Technical difficulties.
Here we go. All right, let's check in with Anne Frank with her videos. Anne, are you there?
There we go.
There we go. All right. Oh, she's sliding all the way down this hill, and there is no stopping her. That's what happened on the first day I owned my Jeep.
She looks up like a baby seal.
Not a baby seal. Whale. That's a baby whale.
Full adult. An adult.
That is a full adult sea lion.
I can't help you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what happened the first day I took my Jeep to the river. I parked on rocks like that, and it just slid in. My Jeep's a little lighter than that lady, but still.
The next one is a quick one, but it's slow motion. But check out the leaps in this deer. This deer jumps across the road. Okay. He's just stop.
We're bringing the noise.
It's like Rudolph.
Oh, I thought the guy was sure.
There was a younger deer that said she thought that deer was cute.
Yeah, Clarice just told Rudolph she's cute.
She said I'm cute.
Wow! Look at him go!
Look at that.
You should be proud of your boy, Donna. All right.
Oh, that's amazing. That thing flies. And I don't know what this redneck in a mask is looking at, but I have a feeling that thing became dinner about 8 minutes later. It probably just took a shot.
It jumped into their trap that they had at the bottom
Watch
of the hill.
Watch this.
Nailed it.
Eviscerated it.
Went into one of them ass plun tree chopper uppers.
And then we got a couple late entries, two from Brett Crandall, and okay. then one from Rico.
Rinaldo Rico.
All right, this is a bull. Brahma bull, is that what that is, Brady, with the big hump on its
yeah.
back?
Yeah.
And it's in the middle of Oh, and it's going after these poor people on their mopeds. It's one of those countries that has wild dogs in the road, Brahma bulls, and mopeds. So it's what Trump would affectionately call a whole country.
Yes.
And if he was on a pivot, that wouldn't have happened.
No, he's blown right by it.
He's going to be at Action buying a new bike after
that
one.
That wasn't a bicycle,
was it?
That was
a moped.
Did he have a little engine on it?
Moped.
Oh, I thought it was a moped, too. Yeah, it's one of those poor countries that's their mode of transportation when you're trying to navigate around wild dogs and bulls.
Whoa! Somebody's oven just blew up.
Got the gas leak.
Or is that the chimney?
I don't know. Let's see.
That place doesn't have a chimney. Look at that. That 100 square foot apartment doesn't have a fireplace, Rich.
You said fireplaces?
You said chimney.
Yeah, the stove, wood burning stoves and gas stoves have chimneys.
That is not wood burning.
It looks like an old stove.
Was it? I think it's gas. Why would it blow up otherwise?
Yeah.
Because of the soot.
They need the chimney sweep in there.
Yeah, that dude's got something in his hand. Did you see what's in his hand? He's got a charger. Either way, the chimney.
And then this one.
Santa comes down the chimney onto your stove.
Have you seen this one from Rico?
Yeah, I've seen this one.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys have. I don't know if it's been played before, but this is musical chairs and some broad cheats.
Okay. There's one chair left. Oh, and she pulls the chair out from under. And then she tries to put the exclamation point on that chair being hers, and her ass Boom. Breaks it. Nice job, Lizzo. Congratulations. Your show was worth full pull. Now, take that WAP over to the thing and get me some more punch.
You need to post that one.
All right.
If you can.
Yeah, that's solid stuff right there. Well done. It's a little 100 square footer. It's beautiful over here by the fireplace. That and then out in the lanai. Hitler in the morning. I just found my first place in Phoenix. It's good. I'm warming up. 100 square feet. Beautiful. Chimney. Lovely fireplace for those Phoenix nights.
Huge.
Gargantuan. Takes up the entire wall. Of course, the wall's only 4 feet long. But still, successful, I say, my real estate venture. I'm only paying 2,000 quid a month. Hitler in the morning. Making myself a foundation right downtown. Nice attic space for my cohort on the air, Anne. She stays up there until she finds her own flat. Sometimes the chimney's a little hot for Anne. She doesn't like being around it. And Adolf Hitler loves a chimney.
You can understand why.
Adolf Hitler loves a nice fireplace.
A good functioning.
That's right. Adolf Hitler in the morning on KDKB. Finally, ratings in the worst possible way ever. It could happen. Big Rob's coming in here in a little bit. He's opening up for Gary Owen. And he should be here. Is he here?
I don't see anybody yet.
Incredible.
Look for a decked out Escalade.
Out there.
I remember it from last time.
Yeah, you can't miss it. Might as well have Big Rob written on the side of it. There you go. That is your Brady Report. It's 98 KUPD.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.